Well, grace and peace again in the name of God, the Creator, and Christ the Redeemer. Brothers and sisters in Christ, before we have our closing prayer and go out into our day to ponder the powerful words that Bishop Elizabeth Eaton has left us with and to pray deeply on our role as we reach out in love to our neighbor, I just want to make a couple announcements this Sunday. First of all, we are in, and have been in, actually, I should say, very significant planning with a wonderful team there at the church working with the council and myself as we prepare to bring us back together in person. Our tentative date that we're hoping will work out just fine to come back is July 5th. So we got just a few weeks left and then we'll be back together in worship. Of course, I have to just warn you ahead of time that worship will be different, that we have a lot of rules and certain precautions that we must take. And that's a part of the reason that we're not in worship yet, is we're being very careful and diligent about that process. I know that many are probably wondering, why aren't we back yet when some other churches are? I can't speak for the process they went through, but I can tell you that we are moving forward at a pace that is out of love for you and protection for you and your health. And that's why we're moving at a pace that is comfortable for our community as far as getting back together. And we do hope that the risk that we're taking in the world right now will be even less by the time we get together in July. Hopefully the numbers and the virus will continue to wane as we go towards that date. We are looking for volunteers. We're looking for communion servers, ushers, and those who are just willing to help clean and sanitize between services. We are looking at having three services, two on Sunday morning, an earlier one at 9 and then one at 10:30. And then we are having a Wednesday evening service as well, I believe at 5. And all the details of that, of course, will be coming out for you in the near future so that you can prayerfully decide which one to sign up for. Also, I think one more announcement I had, and I did send a separate email out, was one additional prayer request, of course, for Bev this coming Wednesday. But also, Michael, Bev Polito's son, is moving and has some things to both give away and a handful of things to sell what I thought was really reasonable prices. So if you are in need or know anyone in need of these items, please do pass it on, because I know they're looking to move him out of that apartment, his current home right now, in the days to come, and there's a deadline for that. I think that's about it for announcements. Please do know the office is being attended to both virtually, and the ladies are in there in staggered hours. I do encourage you to call ahead of time, because we are still trying to be very careful and limit our activities and possibility of gathering as much as we can, just to be out of abundance of caution. So there might not always be someone there at the normal time with normal office hours. So please do call ahead of time. But please know that if you call and leave a message, your needs will be attended to as soon as possible. And of course, you can email or call myself directly if you have any immediate needs. I think that's about it. Oh, one other announcement. I sent out an email, of course, coming up on the 13th. I believe it's next Saturday. We do have a Lifeline is going to be managing all the details, but Trinity is hosting it, and we are sort of co-hosting that and providing advertising and hopefully volunteers to give blood. So we do invite you to consider giving blood next Saturday if you are able to. And now I think that's about it for announcements. Thank you to our wonderful teams at the church and leadership, our office staff, and everyone that's working so hard to try and keep us all connected in this time of distance. And also, as we look towards coming back together to work on all the logistics, and trust me, there are more than a few to be mindful of. Also, I want to thank Josh, of course, for some wonderful music today to go along with my portion of the worship service, and of course, Bishop Eaton's sermon as well. So may we receive this parting benediction and prayer today. May the God that created us all, that breathed life into every being, be with us now. May his face shine upon us and be merciful upon us. May the peace of our Lord Jesus rest upon our souls, rest upon our communities, rest upon our nation and the world in this time. May the struggles of this world be overcome by justice, by love, by mercy, by hope, by all the tender fruits of the Holy Spirit that bring us together as children of the living God. And may the face of Christ shine upon you and be merciful upon you. And may that light be upon you now, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, blessings again to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, on this Sunday. With each passing Sunday, I look more and more forward to seeing you all in person as we work towards gathering together at church. I hope you have a great Sunday, and take care now. Bye-bye.